They say everyone has a book inside them, but not everyone gets that book out of their head and onto the page. There's so much to consider. Plot, characters, prose, and that's before we even get to publishing. If you're a new storyteller who's feeling a little out of their depth, you're in the right place. This is the podcast that wipes away the overwhelm for newbie writers by taking it one piece at a time. So pick up your pen and get ready to have fun. Let's start writing. Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Start Writing. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. And today we are talking about Act 3 of a novel. If you are writing along in NaNoWriMo, that is National Novel Writing Month, and you're keeping a pretty even pace, then this week you should be writing your Act 3 or the fourth quarter of your novel. Now, why is this the fourth quarter in Act 3? If you will recall, Act 2 is twice as long as each of the other acts. So that's why, if you have not been listening to this series, if you're just starting your novel, back it on up to when the episode when I talk about Act 1. And then Act 2 is split into two episodes between 2 weeks because it is twice as long as either Act 1 or Act 3. Now, diving into Act 3. So you are coming off that three-quarter mark point in your story where something big and significant has happened. The story has turned a big corner. This is a place where it is either it's frequently either a false victory or a false loss. So if you remember from last week, if it's a false loss, this is often a place where, like, if you have a mentor character that they die or appear to die, in the case of Gandalf, they appear to die or they actually die, basically leaving the protagonist to truly take charge. Because Act 3 is the moment when they are truly embracing this new, they're beginning to truly embrace this new truth, finally fully stepping into it in the climax. Again, if you're not quite keeping up with me on embracing a new truth, I encourage you to go back to the episode from a few weeks ago about Act 1 and the lie that a character believes, and how they come to embrace the truth through the story, at least through a positive character arc. So they're moving through Act 3. They're coming off a big turning point here at the beginning. And if this is a false loss, if they've had this all is lost moment, as Blake Snyder puts it. Again, link to Blake Snyder's book and many other books on structure in the show notes. They've had this all is lost moment right there at that three-quarter mark, and now you're turning into Act 3, but they take a moment to rally from that. So that next beat in Blake Snyder's beats of a story is what he calls, perhaps cheesily, the dark night of the soul moment. It's when it just feels terrible and they have to take this moment to grieve this false loss before they rally and come back to make new plans and not give up. So if you are coming off of a false loss, then that is the next thing you want to do with your characters. Now, if you're coming off of a false victory, now is the time when the antagonists have this, their own all is lost moment and their own dark night of the soul moment, and then they rally. So that's what's happening if you have a false victory. So you have either your false victory or your false loss. Somebody rallies, either the protagonist and their allies or the antagonists rally, and then we're leading up with new plans to the climax. Your protagonist has moved from active to, from reactive to active. They did that at the midpoint. And now they are taking yet another step into authority. They have lost something, whether it is a person or resources or something along the way. Or they've lost something perhaps in a false loss arc, in a false loss plot point. And now they have to do this on their own. So that is what's happening here in this part of Act 3, is that they are making plans, they are adapting the situation, and the tension gets higher. So you may even notice this in your sentences as you are writing along, and you're probably writing this energy too. If you've gotten to this point in NaNoWriMo, you're writing this energy and just barreling toward the climax of the story. Your sentences get shorter, the action gets more intense, things start happening quickly, or at least it feels quick. And then finally you get to that climactic moment, that will they or won't they? Will they win the day or won't they? And that is the point when your character fully embraces the new truth that they have uncovered in the story. And in doing so, they defeat the villain. Now, you may also, and this happens a lot to pantsing writers, right? That is, writers who are writing by the seat of their pants, or to writers in NaNoWriMo who are more likely to be writing partially, if not completely, by the seat of their pants, that you've written along and you don't exactly know how they're going to save the day. It is okay to just write something silly in this point. And that is true pretty much throughout NaNoWriMo. If you don't know what comes next, you can utilize the yes, but, no, and structure of plotting that I mentioned in last week's episode. You can use some writing prompts. You can also do things like just write the silliest thing that comes to your mind. You can even like fill things in, like somehow they save the day and then come back and fill in the details later. Because for NaNoWriMo, it really is about the momentum to keep going. And frankly, sometimes that is true of any first draft, whether or not you are doing NaNoWriMo or just writing in a normal month. So sometimes you really do have to just like put a placeholder and then come back to it. It's okay to get to that climactic scene or get to any scene and go, I really don't know what happens here, but I kind of know what happens immediately afterward. Then you can go and write what's immediately afterward and then come back. Now, I also encourage you, particularly if you're writing during NaNoWriMo, not to overstress. Again, all of this is meant for guidance. If it helps you to think about the lie that your character believes and the truth that they come to embrace, then do that. But if it is becoming paralyzing and you're just going, but does this climax that I've come up with, it's really cool, does it really have them embrace their truth? Then don't worry about that. If you've got something, write that down. You can go back and analyze it later during revisions. And if you need to beef up the whole lie turning into truth thing, then you can do it then. But take what is useful and keep that momentum going. Don't let things that are meant to help you spark ideas get you stuck because you won't be able to do it exactly perfectly. Nobody does it exactly perfectly, especially during NaNoWriMo. So that being said, let's move on to what happens after the climax. So after, you know, boy and girl finally get together, or girl and girl, or boy and boy, or non-binary person and other non-binary person, or any combination thereof, or what happens after the villain is finally defeated and the world is set free from their tyranny,
or what happens after the killer is finally identified and put in custody. What happens next? Is the story totally over? Well, probably not totally. Now, there are books that have that climactic scene and that is where they end. But often there are a few loose ends to tie up. Maybe right at the end of that scene, but probably there'll be at least one or two more scenes tying things up. I really do recommend keeping these loose end pieces as short as possible, though. Try to tie it up quickly, because once the climax is over, the momentum of your story goes right down. Everything, all the energy goes right down. If you watched the Lord of the Rings movies, you will understand this. So the third Lord of the Rings movie has like three different endings. So we have the climax, Sauron is defeated, the world is saved, and then the hobbits look like they're gonna die. The eagles rescue them, take them to wherever it is they're resting, and then they have the wake up and laugh scene. All right, everybody's safe. Yay! And that's when, so you think, when the eagles rescue them, okay, this is the ending scene. The story is over. Nope, there's that wake up and laugh scene. Okay, that's the denouement. That is the technical term for all these tying up loose ends pieces that come right after the climax. It's the denouement. And you think, all right, here we are. So now this is the end. But then no, they have like the scene with like the crown and everyone kneeling. And then you think, okay, so this is finally the end, right? Nope. They go back to the Shire and then they like have a drink at the pub. This is the end, right? No, it's still not the end. Then they have to like, Frodo has to write things in his book, and then they go off and he sails across the sea, and then Sam goes back home and it's finally the end. So no, that's not even three endings. That's a lot of endings. And I know it was all in the Lord of the Rings books. Tolkien wrote it all down. If you're really into that, then it feels really important and canon. But as a plot structure, and especially a plot structure for a movie, it just did not work. The denouement kept going and going and going. Once you have resolved the story question, wrap up those ends so that it doesn't feel too abrupt and get out of there. So if you have made it this far, if you are here in that final week, then ride that momentum. Write and write, and don't worry too much if it's perfect. And don't worry too much if you actually make it to the 50,000 words, because you have done something incredible. You have written words that you wouldn't have gotten on the page otherwise. And you have done something that a lot of people talk about, but never actually attempt. You are a writer, and you are writing a novel. Whether you finish before November the 30th, or whether that novel gets extended further on, or whether you drop this novel and never come back to it, you have done work that will inform your creative work for the rest of your life. And that is an accomplishment. So that is all for this week. Just wrapping things up here. As an announcement, I will be back next week talking about a different subject. I will be in your earbuds or speakers or whatever then. Until next time, happy writing!